Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you, my friend? How are you, my friend? Welcome. This is the Breakfast with Champions podcast, one of the most unique, amazing, and powerful podcasts you'll ever come across in your entire life. Listen, we bring you motivation, education, and inspiration, and ultimately give you an opportunity to get a seat at the table, to hang out with some of those that are doing the things you know you can do, that have reached some of those levels you know you can reach. What makes this podcast so unique and incredible is we have over 100 different thought leaders that are constantly delivering amazing, over-the-top, powerful, and impactful content in bite-sized nuggets that you can absorb, take action on, and implement in your life. So with that said, make sure you filter through. There's going to be some of these thought leaders, these experts in their industries that you're ultimately going to connect with. You're going to totally resonate. It's going to totally be your vibe. And then there's going to be other ones that you're going to be like, you know what? I like them, but I don't know if I love them. And that's what's great about Breakfast with Champions is we have something for everyone. So make sure you sift through, find the ones that you love, and know that they'll be coming back every single week to be able to deliver to you the motivation and education and inspiration that you need. With that said, my name is Glenn Lundy. I am your host, super excited to connect with you, and let's kick off today's episode of Breakfast with Champions.
I'm good, but I'm loving what you're talking about. And so you're talking about, I think it's really the law of reproduction, that like produces like, and that there's enough for all of us to continue to plant seed in each other, to grow with each other, and the power of partnership. And I love that about you. But tell them about the blessings just for a minute that come back to you when you live this kind of lifestyle, because you do reap what you sow.
Oh, that's so true. And this is that visual, that 50,000 foot lens from heaven, right? Where the seeds are reproducing. That's literally, reproduction is the name of the game. And that is how God put us here on earth. It's what we're called to do every single day. It's the making of disciples. And what happens when you're passing these forks for other people to eat, they have a huge desire in their heart, whether spoken or unspoken, to come back and serve you a meal, to sit with you and in gratitude, pass it back. And not only do they provide the meal to me, they provide the meal to my community, right? And so it's a blessing that this is happening and it's transpiring. And we're literally fertilizing gardens here on Breakfast with Champions every single day.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So great session. All right. So now it is time for a change of the page. So thank you guys for showing up again. My name is Tim Story. And what a privilege to be on this platform. I love Glenn Lundy. He is my brother. And Glenn, are you around? And if you're not, you're doing something good. Alpha 6. Alpha, how are you this morning? Alpha, are you around?
Tim, if you need support, I can help with the stage.
Well,
yeah, I was going to say good morning to Tim. This is George Williams. Glad you're here, man.
Well, George Williams, good morning to you. So, Tamara, I might need you if Alpha does not slide in soon. Is that okay?
Perfect. I'm here.
Okay. All right. So today I want to talk a little bit about staying steady in unsteady times. And I'm going to have a friend of mine that a lot of you know, Peter Estevez, help me. And so, Tamara, can you make sure that Peter is up on the stage?
Gotcha.
And thank you guys for helping me with this. So stay steady in unsteady times. Wow, wow, wow. Is this like something that all of us need to hear about every single day? So let me just read something that I wrote. I write down, sometimes life gets unsteady. If there is one thing that is true in life, it is that it is full of interruptions. When life interruptions come, we have two choices: to settle in the interruption, watch this today, it's so good, or to learn how to keep moving forward regardless of the challenge. If you look back into your family's lives, whether it be your parents, your grandparents. Usually it's like two types of families. Some that settle in the interruption is, let's say that adversity came. It could be in the area of poverty, divorce, addiction. And a lot of people, they have family members that just settle in the interruption. And then there's other families that a lot of adversity came, but they found a way. They learned, is what I wrote. Look at that. They learned how to keep moving forward regardless of the challenge. I wrote a book recently, as many of you know, and I think most of you probably have it, called The Miracle Mentality. And one of the reasons it's doing so well is because in this book, The Miracle Mentality with Harper Collins, I talk about so many people, they lost that miracle mentality that they had when they were a child. When you're a child, you're dreaming big dreams. Some of you even had make-believe friends. If I was to go to any elementary school in any third world nation in anywhere across America and say to kids that are like 5, 6, 7 years of age, what do you want to be when you grow up? It's always going to be big things. They're going to say an astronaut. They're going to say, I want to be the president. They're going to say lofty things because they have the miracle mentality even as kids. But some of you have heard me say that sometimes life will try to minimize your mentality. So has your life been minimized by life interruptions, whether it be, again, a divorce, an illness, a setback, maybe addiction? The word interruption means disturbance, interference, intervention, or a pause. So I'll share like this for about 4 more minutes, and then I'm going to dialogue with all of you. So an interruption is a disturbance. It's an interference. It's an intervention. It's a pause. So we've all had these life interruptions happen. For me, already starting off in a lower income situation, born in Compton, California, which I'm very proud of, at Lynnwood Hospital. And I was born there. We had 7 people. So mother, father, 5 kids living in a 2-bedroom apartment. And we had a Volkswagen Bug. We didn't even have a van. We had a Bug. So we were driving around illegally because you can't have that many people in a Volkswagen Bug. And my mother had a 6th grade education, worked at a place called Winchell's Donut Shop. And my father worked at Bethlehem Steel, and he was a blue-collar worker, lower paycheck, just, you know, doing the best he could at that point. He goes to get my mother food, and he's going through a green light. A policeman runs a red light with no siren, no nothing, hits him, and my father dies. Now, I love police officers today. Work with the police force in many, many ways. And so it's nothing on what he did for a living. That's just the story that took place. And that man ended up coming to our house and talking to us and apologizing. It was sad. He was only in his 2nd year of the force. But you talk about a life interruption, because now my father was taken from this household that was already in trouble. So I think that some of you that are listening today, that you were already feeling like you were in a little trouble, and then something happened very, very interesting. February 11th, COVID was named. That was the first time we'd ever heard of the thing COVID. February 29th, the United States had its first COVID death that we know of. March 15th, states begin to shut down because of the thing called COVID-19. And so all of a sudden, could you imagine that we went through an international interruption. So if you say, like, Tim, why do you think that people are looking for self-help like never before? We have an international interruption. Why are people looking for direction like never before? We have an international interruption. Why are people looking for God like never before? We have an international interruption. Why are people losing their minds like never before and moving into a place of madness? As I talk about my book, Miracle Mentality, we have an international interruption. It's not just a hurricane that hit an area, a location, or an earthquake that hit a location. Coming up September 11th, we will have the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. And I just did a show for Facebook. Thank you, Facebook, for hiring me. They pay me a lot of money to interview people. And I interviewed somebody last week whose fiance was in the second tower, and she was talking to him right before the tower went down. See, but that was an interruption that hit our country and hit our world in such a terrible way. And not trying to weigh which one is higher, because interruptions are interruptions, mostly if lives are taken. But this COVID-19 became a interruption that was international. So the question is, have you settled in the interruption? Have you become a discount version of yourself? Are you living in the land of okay? Or are you a person that says, I'm going to learn and I'm going to keep moving forward regardless of the challenges? See, this is a time where we have to learn to get up and get out, to get up and get out, to get up, to get out. To not have a fixed mindset, but to have a growth mindset. And so many people have written on this category, so I won't quote them all. But a fixed mindset assumes that a person's ability and intelligence and traits and things given to them are just what they are. And many times a fixed mindset just avoids challenges. They give up easily. They see effort as fruitless, or even worse, ignore useful or negative feedback. They're many times threatened by others' success, but they're stuck in this fixed mindset that it's just the way it is. But a growth mindset like yours embraces challenges, persist in the face of a setback. Some of you read my book, Come Back and Beyond. Thank you, Oprah Winfrey, for helping make that such a gigantic book by airing our Super Souls Sunday that she interviewed me on that book. She aired it 17 times. She aired that interview 17 times on OWN. And in this book, Setback to Comeback, Come Back and Beyond, I say, don't sit in the setback, don't settle in the setback, and don't cement yourself in the setback. And so this is, think about this morning. Are there challenges in your life interruptions, where you are sitting in that setback this morning, settling in the setback, whether it be your health, your weight, your mindset, your marriage, you being single? Are you sitting? Are you settling? And God help us, I hope you have not cemented yourself. Because to cement yourself says, the situation I'm in, I think it's permanent. I know people in their 30s that feel like their life is just not good and it's going to be permanent. And they're only in their 30s, or it's permanent in their 40s. But yet the Bible says in Psalms 92, verse 12, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will still bear fruit in their old age, and they will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord's favor. I believe that while you're feeling the sting of your setback, that God is preparing your comeback. So, Peter Estevez, who is my friend, I want to talk today about staying steady in unsteady times with Peter. Peter, are you around?
I am, Tim. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me, Tim.
So, Peter, let me give you a proper introduction. Number one, he has one of the best podcasts out there called Coming Clean Podcast, and which I have had the privilege of being on, where he actually came to my house and we just spent time with each other as men, as brothers, and did this podcast that so many people watched. But Peter Estevez is also an entrepreneur. He does it all over the world, not just in America. He is an author. He does well on Clubhouse. A lot of people love what he's doing on Clubhouse. And then he'll also talk to you about a movement that's called Excelente, where he has really had an idea that's come into his spirit to raise up Latin people all over the world to walk in an excellent way in every area of their life. So, Peter, when I talk about this idea of the setback, you were on my show Monday night. Monday night on Facebook, we've had over 330,000 views already from Peter being on with me Monday night with a panel that we had. So, Peter, you know how I think that there's a lot of people that they've had these life interruptions and they sit in the setback, they settle and they cement. I know the story of your parents, that they had very challenging things come to them, but they chose not to sit down. Can you tell me about the early years and even things you learned from your family about not just staying stuck?
Yes, you know, challenges and interruption. And by golly, you know, my parents' life was one of many challenges and interruptions, starting with 13 children. You know, I am one of 13, and my family migrated to the United States when I was 10 years old. And my father had a third grade education. My mother had a sixth grade education. My father, a blue collar worker. And we moved into a two bedroom, one bath home, less than 900 square feet. The boys slept in the living room in sleeping bags, and the girls slept in the room in bunk beds. And then, of course, mom and dad had their own room. That was challenging. You know, I often say, Tim, that we were so poor that I could not afford to dream. And yes, there is a mindset, but there's also a survival state. You know, my parents were in a state of survival. You know, my parents only knew how to make ends meet in order to support their children, their 13 children, for whatever reason, because that's what they learned, because that's what that's how they had been generationally wired, whatever the mindset may have been, that was the circumstances. You know, and I remember very, 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 very early on, you know, as young as 9, 10 years old, seeing my father work very hard, but I never saw any advancement, any movement, nothing going on. How could you? How could he? You know, with 13 children in America and being a blue-collar worker and no formal education, it was very, very difficult to see that, you know. And I had a choice, and I had a choice, and the choice would have been to continue the same cycle, that generational cycle of poverty, to stay in that state of survival, to get a job, some type of trade, whatever that trade may have been, and just make ends meet. You know, I consider myself a multi-sensory individual. I felt very early on that life, that there was more opportunity for me out there, that there was more opportunity to be seen and to be had. I didn't know how I was going to get it. I didn't know what I needed to do in order to achieve it at the age of 10 years old, but I knew that there was more, you know, and of course, you know, I'm much older than many people in the panel. So, you know, this was not the age of social media. This was not the age of the internet. We were not privy to influencers and motivational speakers and transformational speakers and gurus and people that would be able to teach us. Role models. The role models in my neighborhood was not someone you wanted to model after. That's just
I want to say something right here, because you said an amazing word, and that is the word cycle. I work in prison reform, ARC, And it was started by my good friend, Robert Downey Jr. He brought together initially about five of us several years ago to create something that we would help people that have been incarcerated while they're in prison and then after. And then Scott Budnick, who produced the Hangover movies, who's one of my great friends, he jumped in there. And now Sam Lewis is just doing an amazing job. And I'm on the board of helping people that are incarcerated. Now, when you go into people's that have been incarcerated, Peter, as you probably know, a lot of them that are just going around in circles, in recidivism, they're just going around in circles. They're in a cycle. They're in a cycle. And many times you'll find out that their father served life in prison, that their uncle served life in prison. And so I'm talking about these life interruptions and people sitting in these setbacks. Why did you feel it was so important to break the cycle in your family so that the rest of your family did not have to keep going around in a circle, which was a cycle?
You know, Tim, I saw a lot of effort on my father's behalf. I saw a lot of effort on my mother's behalf. You know, my father was, I didn't even know the word at the time, but my father was an entrepreneur by default, right? You know, I think that happens in a lot of families that are in a state of survival. They have to become resourceful because they don't have any resources. So my father did a lot of different things in order just to make ends meet. You know, I constantly saw my mother praying, and I was very cynical about it and wonder why the hell she prays so much if our circumstances were not changing. Little did I know many years and today that my mother's prayers had been answered. You know, sometimes I think we look for the miracle in that particular moment. But I didn't want to have children come into the world and continue that same cycle. I didn't want to see my community continue in that same cycle. And I knew very early on that I had the ability, I had the possibility. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew that if I was able to break away from that cycle of survival and enter a state that would give me the possibility to become better, to be better, and to do better, I was going to be able to do different than my parents had then. Not only to honor them, and to honor myself, to honor my children, but to honor future generations. That's why that was important to me.
I love this. So we're gonna create a Q&A time in a little bit, Peter. But Rick McDaniel, your mic is on, just so you know. We got Peter Estevez.
I got you.
He has a Coming Clean podcast. He is an entrepreneur, an author, a podcaster, a friend of mine. And Peter, you know, as we're talking, this is not a game to me. You know, I think a lot of people, they try to get to know some of us because they want to climb on our backs to get somewhere, as though this is some type of a profession. When I got into helping people, I did it because it is a calling to me. It is a calling. It is a cause. And I believe that that's one reason that God has put me in the places where he has appointed me and placed me. Does that make sense to you, Peter? So, you know, I enjoy what I do. I have fun with what I do, but I also feel like it's a calling. And part of that calling is to release people that are caught in a cycle of the setback. So, Peter, when I talk to you about that, about the intensity of the calling, what comes to your mind?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is my commitment. You know, I'm in a completely different state in life today, Tim. I have been able to overcome all of the challenges my parents were not able to overcome. And many people in the same community that I come from have not been able to overcome. So, you know, I have a deep and profound passion to be able to make a difference. And my commitment is to empower 100 million people by December 31st, 2028, by being able to identify, educate, and empower individuals to go back into communities like the communities that I grew up on and to be able to empower the young Peters, the young Tims, the young Davids, and the young Megans, and the young Trevors, and whoever else in that community that had not had an opportunity to see leaders out of their that community that they can look up to, role models that they can look up to. As I go into many of the conferences, and I've been deeply rooted in the personal development space as a student, as a learner, as somebody that wants to make a difference, and somebody that wants to learn to be better and to be able to not only impact my family but to impact my community. And the one thing that I have seen lacking, and you and I had a lot of conversation about this, is that there's not a lot of personal development leaders, speakers, mentors that look like me, that speak like me, that sound like me, but more importantly, that understand me and understand my culture and understand the cycle that I come from, that state of survival that I come from, the disparity that I come from. So my commitment in this stage of my life, where I'm in a legacy building state, is to be able to identify individuals that will be able to go back into the communities that look like the communities that I came from, to be able to empower the young children from those communities.
Yes, I'm loving what you're saying. So in a minute, I want to see if my good friend Rick McDaniel will come in, because he's talked about the comeback a lot. He has a book on the comeback that's doing quite well. Also, Sally Colon is on the stage. Sally Colon did an amazing documentary called Women Like Us that talks about people that have gone through adversity. Also, I have Amy Vance Lambrook that was on my show Monday night on Facebook. And Amy is just amazing, having to do with trauma. And Amy, if you missed that, we've had over 330,000 views alone on just that Facebook show. That shows you how much people are looking for answers on how to stay steady in unsteady times. So if I could say this, Peter, is that before we talk about this amazing movement called Excelente, is that I write this, it is true about life, that life is full of interruptions. I mean full, not kind of, it's full of interruptions. When life interruptions come, we have two choices: to settle in the interruption or learn how to keep moving forward regardless of the challenge, okay? So that is why we are doing a conference in November called Excelente that is aimed at the Latin community. For those that do not know, my mother's name is Vicentita Gonzalez. If you did not read my book, Miracle in Motion, you should have read it, then you would know that. And she is from Spain. Her first language is Spanish. She has very broken English. And my father is Black, so I am mixed heritage. I am Spanish, and I am Cuban Black. And so I have a burden for the Latin community. I've been in many Latin countries. I've been to 75 countries of the world, many of them Latin America, Central America. And Peter, talk to them about why you have decided to step up, right? And really believe to bring change in the Latin community through a conference and a movement called Excelente. Tell us about this.
Thank you, Tim. You know, as I mentioned before, my deep and rooted passion comes out of the fact that growing up, I did not have the mentors. I didn't have the Tim stories. You know, I didn't meet Tim Story until there was a clubhouse and there was a podcast and there was the ability to be able to do the things that we do today. You know, information has been digitized, democratized, and is readily available to everyone. That was not the case. That was not the case when I was growing up. And the reality is, Tim, that even as information is available today, it is still not reaching many communities, not because it's not available, but because there's that culture barrier of how do we infiltrate that type of information. There is a culture nuances that is able to separate the gap between the information and the individual receiving it. And I think by being able to identify individuals that understand the culture, that understand the nuisance, the heritage, where we come from, and how do we get out of that cycle of survival and enter a state of flow, which is what a lot of people in this stage are operating under. You know, I truly believe that there's five pillars that every single one of us needs to address on a daily basis: the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. And when we are able to operate from that, when we tend to those five pillars on the daily basis, we are able to operate from a single state of consciousness. We are not in a state of survival any longer. We are able to be here and present and operate from a state of flow. Instead of flee or fly, we are flowing. And we have to teach other people out there how to do that. And it is something that I have developed and acquired over time by being able to take myself, to surrender myself. And a lot of times we confuse surrendering with giving up. No, surrendering is giving in. It's giving in to the possibility that there's greater possibilities for us available out there.
I love this with all my heart. So this coming November, right, we are having a conference, and we're doing it from the Excelente Center, which is on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California, one of the greatest studios you can imagine. And tell them what we're going to do from that studio.
Absolutely. That would be the first ever, what we dove as the first lever ever leadership and personal development Latin conference ever. There has never been a conference like this in America, done by English-speaking speakers, including Tim and myself, and many other surprise guests. And we are going to introduce for the very first time an entry opportunity to what is personal development, to what is emotional development, to what are the five pillars, to what are the opportunities to be able to transition from a state of survival into a state of flow. How do you break the cycle of poverty? How do you know, our greatest form of freedom is the ability to be able to do whatever you desire to do, to be able to have an education, to be able to empower your family, to be able to escape poverty. And that's what we want to be able to teach people how to do, Tim.
Yes. And so the realistic goal is to have upwards of 300,000 people registered for this. And I'm calling on my friends, so people like Ava Longoria, Jay Balvin. We're looking to Mario Lopez to help host, George Lopez, the comedian. So we'll have a sprinkling of entertainers, but I've also reached out to some of the biggest pastors in the world that have churches of 30, 40, 50,000 people in Latin America. Talked to one of them yesterday. He's so excited. He's in already. So we're going to have thought leaders, creative people, and people that believe in living this excellent life, that you do not have to be stuck in an almost life. So, Peter, for more information, how do they find out about this?
Yes, Tim. I have actually posted the link to the excellent event on my profile here on Clubhouse. So if you look right below where I talk about my mission to empower 100 million people, there's a link available to register, which is www.excelenteevent.com. It is available. It's available on my Clubhouse profile.
Okay, I love it. If you're not following Peter Estevez, do me a favor. Make sure and follow him immediately. So this is a movement. I did this when I was 28 years of age. I created something called Forceful Men and Women, about standing up and taking it by force. I registered 6,800 people. I was 28 years of age. So many people showed up. We could not fit it in the venue that we were in. And the thing grew on the second night to 8,300 people. Again, I was 28 years of age, but I've always been a person not just to stand around, because I feel like if you don't do something with life, life will do something with you. And so let's rise up. Let's come together as a community, whether you're Latin or not, but let's rise up. Sally Colon, are you around?
Hey, Tim, before you go back to Sally, how are you going to celebrate this moment? because you know you got to have the music, man.
We'll do the music in a minute. Do the music in a minute, because right now I'm on a roll. But Alpha, yes, I enjoyed hanging out with you on Sunday. Alpha and I hung out on Sunday, and it was strong. But hold the music for a second.
Gotcha.
Sally, are you around?
I am here. I'm actually en route to the airport, headed to Dyersville, Iowa.
Okay, so you're going to shoot something. She's going to the Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Sally Colon and I, and another amazing man named David, we're doing a project, and she is going to film this TV show we're doing, and she's literally going to the Field of Dreams. Is that the truth?
Yes, it is. We're filming for 4 days on the Field of Dreams.
So were you listening a little bit, Sally, to this idea of how we're doing this conference called Excelente to really bring up our culture and strengthen people in a stronger way? Did you hear some of that?
I heard some of it, but I was talking to somebody next to me. So I'm actually on a Van Nuys flyaway right now.
Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We will tell you more about it later, because you did an amazing documentary, Women Like Us, and you talked about women from all different walks of life. You even went and visited Africa to see women that are struggling. You went and worked with women on Skid Row, etc. But Sally, text me later from the Field of Dreams and tell me what it's like to walk on the Field of Dreams, okay?
That would be amazing. I'm going to be Insta-storying a lot, so follow me over there.
I love
on Instagram.
It. We'll
Thank
do
you,
it. Sally Colon. If you're not following her, make sure you do. So, Rick McDaniel, can you talk this morning? Because you're always very busy.
Yeah, I can talk.
Okay. So when we talk about this idea of the setback, you've done some amazing research on this. I talked about this, that many times when people have a life interruption, they settle in the interruption. But some people choose to learn and develop and move forward regardless of the challenge. Help us out on how to turn our setback to a comeback.
Well, I love this subject. Obviously, my best-selling book, Turn Your Setbacks into Comebacks, is all about it. I always begin by thinking about two things. One is survival mode and exiting survival mode. And the second is something that you taught me, which is setback mentality and changing that to a comeback mentality. I think those two things are always the start. As long as you're surviving, you can't be thriving. And as long as you just keep dwelling on the setback, you can never get into a comeback.
So Rick is literally one of the brightest minds I know, and I know a lot of minds. We went to college together. Then he went to Duke and got his master's, went to Boston College, got his master's, and continues to study. And so Rick, you know, the challenge is that during this pandemic, I think a lot of people don't know what to do, because, you know, they've had life interruptions before. And as you heard me say, interruption is a disturbance, an interference, an intervention. And Rick, you'll like this because we both love sports. It also means an interception. I feel like a lot of people feel like their life got intercepted.
Yeah.
Talk to us about how to get in a better state of mind and a better place to go from that interception to getting your life back and moving forward again.
Yeah, I love that interception. That's a great, you know, football season's about to begin, and all of you that love football, it's the number one sport in America, so I know a lot of people do. What is it like? You know, pass is coming for me. I'm on my way to a touchdown. Uh-oh, there's an interception. Things go the opposite way.
Exactly.
Turns the whole, you know, we talk in football about, you know, turning the turnovers and how they change the game, change in the field, which means you go from offense to defense. And this happens, you know, and it happens to us too, you know, more often than we would want in life, obviously. And the pandemic certainly is a huge part of it. And again, I just think it begins with just saying to yourself, you know, you cannot move into this place where you start to get into self-pity and defeat where you just, you know, you just begin to have a depressive mood come over you. And you just think, you know, this is the way it is. This is what happened to me. It's happened again. And those types of thoughts always lead you deeper, like you say, from settling into cementing instead of moving into a comeback.
Very, very, very good. I have Amy Vance Lambrook. Amy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good. Can you talk? Because many times you're jogging, you're running, you're counseling, you're writing. Can you talk for a moment this morning?
I sure can.
Okay, so you're with us on Monday night. Thank you for that. People love your wisdom. I talked earlier about this thing about staying steady in unsteady times. And 3 points I want to bring up tonight. One is, I think we need to reset in the midst of a challenge. Number two, we need to take inventory. And number three, we need to learn to equip ourselves. Which one of those do you want to tackle? Reset, take inventory, or equip?
I think really resetting. You know, I think so much of this, and first of all, it was such an incredible honor to be on Monday night. Just to think that we impacted that many souls is incredible to me, you know. And I think when we talk about resetting, it happens on so many levels, Tim. And for me, that really starts with our minds and our spirits. And all of this is healing to our brains. And if it's anything that's been impacted by the pandemic, by 9/11, by crises like that, it really is our brains and our ability to rewire and reset. And as a part of that, I think we necessarily have to take stock. We have to look at what's within us, and we have to look at what's around us, and we have to remind ourselves of our safety in the middle of all of the crises. Because while we want to get out of fight or flight, what I'm seeing and even experiencing on some level myself is that we got locked in fight or flight through 2020, and it's very difficult to get out of that. It's a lot more complicated. And in order to reset, you have to do three things. You have to stay grounded, surrounded, and connected. You have to stay grounded in your purpose and your vision. You have to stay surrounded by a lot of positive messages, what's flowing into your brain. And you have to stay connected to people like you and people like Peter and people like Sally and people like Rick and Breakfast with Champions to really capitalize on the healing component of those relationships.
So, so good. So the next thing I want to talk a little bit about is this idea of equip. And now I'm going to toss it to Peter Estevez. And Peter, thank you for being on with me this morning. This idea of equip means to become ready, to prepare, to become qualified. Wow, wow, wow. Tony Dungy, who is a great football coach, as you know, Rick McDaniel, he says you need to engage, educate, equip, encourage, empower, energize, and elevate. Those are the methods of maximizing the potential of any individual, team, or organization. So I like what he says. You got to engage, educate, equip, encourage, empower, energize, and elevate. Those are the methods for maximizing the potential of any individual. Now, I'm not little Timmy from Compton anymore, Peter. And you're not the kid who was poor from where you're from. So talk to us about why it's so important to educate yourself out of the present position you're in. Even if somebody's doing well financially, doesn't mean they're doing good emotionally. So tell them why it's so important to educate.
You know, Tim, very, very early on, the survival skills that I learned from my parents to become resourceful, to become entrepreneurial, and my entrepreneurial journey started before I even knew how to spell the word, and that was by mowing lawns, having a paper route, painting houses, doing odd jobs, doing whatever to survive, doing whatever to become resourceful. And that took me to getting out of the lack of having resources, of having material things. I was able to acquire wealth at a very, very young age. But the reality is that I still carry on the same mentality of that 10-year-old broken kid that migrated from Mexico with 13 siblings sleeping on his sleeping bag in his living room. And I continue to take that kid into the boardroom, into the marriage, into the partnerships, into the relationships. And that 10-year-old kid will sabotage everything that I was building. So as quickly as I was building material wealth, I was also destroying relationships and even sabotaging my own wealth, because I did not have the emotional intelligence or the personal development or the skills to be able to operate in a completely different environment that I was now into. I was operating in a state of survival, even though I had the material wealth that I was so driven to get. So, you know, it was not until I actually studied, began to my quest and my journey to educate myself, to seek for mentors, to get a coach, to understand what emotional intelligence wants, to begin to go to conferences and events, to read books, to listen to podcasts, to tend to my five pillars, the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, the financial. It was when I was able to really make that shift from a state of survival into a state of flow. I didn't have to run away from myself. I didn't have to operate from a state of fear, of insecurity, or even this imposter syndrome. The reality is that I was an imposter where I was, not where I was going. I was afraid of being able to fully accept my newfound success, my newfound, my new environment. Even though I had a welcoming committee, I was sabotaging everything. I was sabotaging everything because I did not have the emotional intelligence, the personal development skills in order for me to be able to accept the person that I was becoming.
Okay, Peter Estevez, just amazing. So, Peter, we need to bring some people on stage because they're getting excited about all the words that you're saying. But I want to just say this one more time, because we may not have so much time at the end, but I'll keep bringing you on. But with Excelente, right? This is a conference. It's November. What's the date again?
Tim, it's more than a conference. It is a movement. And it is November 13 at the Excelente Studios in Hollywood, California.
And I love how you said that. It is a movement. And why did you choose to allow me to serve with you on this? Please tell the people.
Well, it's very simple, Tim. You know, the miracle mentality. You know, in your book, The Miracle Mentality is a basically parallel of the shifts that every single one of us has to go through. But not only that, you know, when I read the book, I identify, you know, the sneakers that you wanted as a young boy when I read your book, the fact that you lost your father at a young age. There was so many parallels and so many similarities in the fact that you were African-American, the fact that your mother is Hispanic. There are so many similarities, and I think that by being able to bring this to our communities, to the people that look like you and I, we will be able to change and impact many, many, many lives.
I love it. Peter, do you feel the fire today?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This room is on fire. Okay, so Tamara, are you still here?
Sure am.
Tamara, when you hear about this, do you get excited?
Oh, yeah. Anything bringing people together, right? And it's igniting fire. It's that activation piece and giving people the tools and access to be able to do it. And so I love this.
But you see some of the parallels to your conference, and that's what you're doing in your conference. Tell us, because there's some people that were not on your time that are on mine right now, when is your conference and can people still sign up?
Again, before Peter, so you guys can do both. And it's November 5th through the 7th, taking place in Lexington, Kentucky. So you can make road trips, you can fly, do whatever it is that you love. And it is at growforgod.com. And the intent is to bring socially driven, impact driven entrepreneurs, business owners, leaders, people who are just looking to be active members of society together and to create impact and income. And so we're going to be doing that alongside, of course, none other than Glenn Lundy, our fearless leader here, Danelle Delgado. Tim wants to be there. He's going to be there in spirit, right, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be there so badly, but I have to do something in San Diego. But I'm there in spirit. But I'm going to be on your podcast coming up.
I'm so looking forward to it. And you're honoring a life mentor. And I think that's so critical to realize that even though you're saying yes to certain things and no to certain things, and you might not be able to go to both conferences, coming here every day and saying yes is creating impact and income in your own life if you're willing to do the work and activate and not just listen. So thank you so much, Tim, for this time.
I love it. Okay, Alpha, are you around?
Yes, sir.
All right, so help me out. Let's play a nice song as an interlude. And while Alpha's playing a song, then I want anybody that is learning something, tell us what you learned or a question that you have for me or Peter or any other guests that I brought up. Okay. But Alpha 6, what song are you considering playing here? There it is.
Gotta go with Michael. You can't lose.
Alpha 6 loves his interlude. That's what they call interlude.
Right?
All right, Alpha, are you getting fired up as Peter and I and the rest of the team are talking about this idea of the myths, of the challenges that we can equip ourselves, educate ourselves, and rise up? Does that stir you up?
Absolutely. That's just how we get it done every time. Equip yourself. Every single time, and then you rise up and go.
If somebody has something to say, Alpha, what's the best way for them to go about it?
All right. So first of all, I got David Hill. You know, I got a good David Hill in here. And then flash your mic after David Hill, and I'll call on you next.
What's up, Alpha? Thank you, brother. And Tim, good to see you, sir.
Hey, David, thanks for going to lunch with me and Alpha on Sunday. That was nice of you.
Yeah,
you got a busy schedule. You were in Hollywood, acting Hollywood, and you allowed us to hang out with you.
It was the least I could do for you too. So I definitely
honored. You guys, so blessed.
Yeah, honestly,
you guys
thank you for that. David.
I will bill you later. hey, listen,
exactly.
It was just awesome hearing Peter and everybody else, and you know, Tim, you know my childhood, so I can just relate to, you know, having that childhood show up with me everywhere and just kind of being a burden and just using your miracle mentality and a lot of the philosophy in the book and the strategy just to help myself and, you know, just become a better version of myself. So that's what I'm focused on, man. It's a constant daily thing, always improving and getting better. But what I want to say really is, everybody in this, like if you're listening to this right now and you are impressed with Tim's story that's in this room, like, which is phenomenal. You have got to see this guy as a pastor. Holy cow. Right, Alpha? I mean, was that ridiculous or what? Man, it's the next level. I'm going to encourage everybody to go follow Tim's church. Make sure you get a copy of his book, by the way. That's game changing. But you got to see the guy as a pastor. So I'm going to end with that. Thank you, Tim and Alpha.
That was very nice of you. So we have a church called The Congregation. My background is ministry. I've been in ministry for 40 years. And our church started just 5 years ago. I call it a boutique church. I never wanted to go after a mega church. That's why you hardly hear me even talk about it. And it's an amazing church. And we have like right at about 3,000 people online that are part of it. And about 500 people that actually attend. But we reach out to people that a lot of them would never come to church. So it's congregation.family, congregation.family. Okay. You can watch me speak on Sundays. Or if you live in Southern California, you can come and see me live at this beautiful auditorium that we have.
Hey, Tim, you know what I love about it? You were saying all these powerful words, but you were still wearing Gucci slippers at the same time.
See, you always go down and notice the shoes. you know I wasn't going to be a regular minister when I just decided to step out into the calling God called me to. I didn't want to talk like all those other guys, act like all those other guys. So I was wearing Gucci's. You're right, Alpha.
Hey, Tim, hold on. This verse that you shared, I think it would be beautiful if you shared it with the audience here about being able to do exceedingly and abundantly
more than you can ask to think. Because that goes right with what you're talking about this morning.
Yeah, so we talked about Ephesians 3:20, for God is able. And that whenever you feel unable, which is a lot of times, I'm trying to tell you guys, with all the responsibility that all of us have, there are times you feel unable. The Bible says, for God is able. So when you are unable, God will, here we go, watch, enable your unables. So today, God is going to enable your unables. For God is able to do, here we go, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or imagine. And that's what's happening to your life as you end August, go into September, October, November, December. God is going to take you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or imagine. That's the life you're going to live. You're going to live the life of excelente. All right? Let's take one more person, then I'm going back to Peter Estevez to end. And the last person, just take 2 minutes if you could, because I like to end on time.
All right, all right. I see Vernita flashing. I see Jeff flashing. Ooh.
All right. Oh,
okay, Vernita, go ahead.
All right, Grand Rising, Tim. Grand Rising Alpha, Grand Rising Breakfast of Champions. Tim's story. It's always amazing to see you here every Thursday. And thank you, Vernita, Adele, tapping in. I'm actually going to be in Los Angeles starting next week for a couple of weeks. So I'm on the website now for congregation.family and seeing to get myself to a service while I'm there for one of the Sundays. And you touched on, as every week, it's a pleasure to meet you, Peter. You touched on so many things. And of course, shout out to Sally. I love Sally on and off Clubhouse. But what I wanted to add to this conversation about life interruptions and moving through them is I really relate to that. And I had two life interruptions very early in life when I was 22 years
Vernita,
old.
Vernita, just remember, we got like 2 minutes with you because I got 5 minutes altogether. I got to go back to Peter Estevez, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going
to. But make sure and come to church and then make sure I know you're coming so we can talk and hang out.
Okay, that would be amazing, Tim. But what I would say with those two life interruptions, when I was 22 years old, my family went through Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. And back to back, I lost my cousin to AIDS. And that initially gave me this motivation around my first business to drive people around those two causes. But where I got stuck was in the guilt around particularly the loss of my cousin. Like I felt that there was something that I should have done, that he should still be here today. And so what I wanted to offer to the room is not only moving through these life interruptions, not getting stuck, but having mindfulness about when God is calling you to move forward. Because that first business, it was a survival business for me. My first business, Humans Nation, saved my life. But then it was a time that God pushed me into from not surviving into thriving. And it was time for me to let go of that business in that form and move on into what I'm working in today. And so I just wanted to add the point of mindfulness, because you might be in action, taking lots of actions, but they're survival actions. And then to move from survival into thriving actions is also critically important. So Vernita Dunn speaking for the moment. Look forward to meeting you, Tim.
Good going, Vernita. I like that. All right, so did you say Jeff, the entrepreneur, wanted to say something?
You did, but you got 3 minutes altogether.
Yeah, I'll say really quick. But Jeff is quick, and Jeff is cool, and Jeff is my friend. Hit us,
yeah,
Jeff.
I just want to say, Peter, I'm glad you're a part of this. Dude, we're totally behind it. This is going to change lives event. You've changed lives at a mini event I've been at. Full support, and we'll put it behind there. And I'm going to keep it short, but we'll be doing a lot of great stuff together. So go ahead. Peter,
ooh, I like that. Jeff,
can I do
always,
1 minute?
Jeff is always jumping in. Yes. Was that you, Brielle?
Yeah, 30
seconds.
I was
thinking about you this morning, so go ahead and talk.
I love it. I was here the whole time, but since I'm at the top, nobody can see me. I know, I get it. We always scroll down. Really quick, guys, what I want to say is what Peter is putting together, what he's sharing with Tim. I hope Sally jumps in after Field of Dreams. You know, when we talk about survival and we talk about thriving, we've all been there. Right. So what Peter is putting together is something for a community of people that have not received this access yet. So if you have been empowered to receive this access, reach out to Peter, reach out to Tim, and see how you can pour in. See how you can help and pay it forward. Because the truth really is that when we grow together as a community, we grow together as a global community, right? So the more people that have information that you have, that's what Breakfast with Champions is all about. The more people that have the information you have, the better our world becomes. So even if you don't feel aligned with the Latin community or in any other way, maybe your faith is different, whatever it is, go back to the central focus of understanding, again, the miracle mentality. We have the ability to create miracles. So be a miracle in somebody's life and pour in to what Peter's doing because you can. That's it. Thanks so much.
Brielle, you're so awesome. I honestly was looking for your face. I couldn't find you. I wanted you to talk this morning. So next week when I'm on, maybe you can come on and let's share more because I really, really care about you and who you are. Peter Estevez, can you close down the last minute by telling them how to find out more about Excelente?
Absolutely, Tim. First and foremost, thank you. Thank you, Breakfast with Champions. Thank you, Glenn. Brielle, thank you for your kind words. And Jeff, thank you for your support. Again, the site is available on my profile. It is excelenteevent.com. There's our landing page. It's available. The event is November 13 at the Excelente Studios in Hollywood, California. Thank you. And thank you for your support in advance.
Man, Peter, you're just so kind. He's kind with his time. He's kind with his energy. We just spent a lot of time together, several places. We're about to go on vacation together for 2 days just to work on this movement. And I love what's happening. Glenn Lundy, shout out to you. And thank you for providing this platform that some of us can come and serve. And
thank you for joining us on Breakfast with Champions. If you want to catch the live version, you can follow us on Clubhouse and listen from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, Saturday 6 to noon, and Sundays with our 1:11 Sunday service. Make sure you're keeping up with Breakfast with Champions and getting yourself a seat at the table.